Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I'm Chad, and I serve with the SEND Network and at LifePoint. Sunday at the Delaware campus, we talked about how this past year has produced a ton of uncertainty, not only the physical challenges with the pandemic that we faced, but also a lot of social challenges that we've faced. We have faced a ton of cultural challenges that really highlight the cultural change that has taken place in our country for a number of years. And many of us, I think, struggle to know how to respond. And understandably so. It feels overwhelming at times. Our culture is changing at such a rapid pace, and we can be paralyzed by how fast things are coming at us. So we said Sunday at Delaware that there are basically four responses to our changing culture. Four options for us as we go forward into 2021. There are three options that we shouldn't pursue and one that we should. First of all, we can withdraw from our culture. We can just check out. We can say, you know what? Things have gotten too crazy for us. We're just going to insulate ourselves, kind of wall ourselves off like monks and nuns and just hide away. We can create a Christian bubble for ourselves and just stay in it. Secondly, we can go on the offensive. We can declare war on the culture. We can do the exact opposite of running away. And instead, we can run to the fight. We can fight fire with fire. We can be as aggressive as people are toward us. We can become like modern-day crusaders who are fighting others in the name of God. Armed with the Bible and our social media accounts, we will take out as many people as possible. But there's a third option, and that's that we can join in with the culture. And we see Christians doing all three of those, don't we? We can go along to get along. We can go with the flow. If we can't beat them, join them. We can be cultural Christians. But if you'll look at this group, as soon as it costs them anything, they can fold like origami, right? They don't take risks. They don't stand out. They don't push back. They just flow with the tide of culture wherever it seems to take them. And all of these are things you see Christians doing. All of these are options for us, but none of them are legitimate options. Peter paints a totally different picture of the Christian life in his letter, 1 Peter. He calls the Christians he is writing to exiles, people who are living where they don't belong, people who are living in a place where they don't speak the language, they don't share the culture, and they are in the world but not of the world. And in 2021, this is the identity that we must embrace. The world is absolutely changing. Our culture is changing, and we will face more challenges in the future as Christians in our country, not less. So we must not shrink back. We must not declare war. We must not join in. No, we should live as exiles here. But what does that look like? Well, there was no better exile than Jesus. No one embraced this identity more than him. The Bible says that he came into his own, and his own received him not. The people that he made rejected him. He had nowhere to lay his head, and at the age of 33, he died for his enemies. Jesus was an exile. He lived his life in the balance and tension of grace and truth, and this is where we must live. John 8 paints a great picture of what this looks like for us. A woman was caught in the very act of adultery, and she's brought to Jesus. And the religious leaders have been looking for a chance to catch Jesus, to put him in an inescapable position. Jesus, because he is an exile, he has embraced sinners while at the same time upholding the truth of God. He lives in this tension of grace and truth. But the religious leaders think they have him. Either he can show this woman mercy or he can uphold the law, but he can't do both. They've got him in a lose-lose situation. The law says that she should be stoned for what she has done. Now notice, this is interesting because this is what religion really does. Religion uses people. I mean, where is the man here? Last time I checked, it takes two people to commit adultery. So why is the woman here by herself? See, the religious leaders are not committed to justice. They are using this woman to catch Jesus. And they raise stones to either kill her for her sin or to kill Jesus for being a false prophet. Either way, they have him. They finally got him. He will either be stoned as a false prophet or lose his reputation as a friend of sinners, but he no longer can be both. But what does Jesus do? How does he deal with the gravity of this situation? He draws in the dirt. He's just writing in the dirt with his finger. And with one statement, he resolves the whole situation. Famously, he says, "Let you without sin be the first person to cast a stone." And one by one, they drop their rocks. And who's left? Just Jesus. And it's absolutely crazy because the one person who could condemn her doesn't. And the ones who were condemning her had no right to condemn her. And she feels this. He says, "Is there anyone who condemns you?" And she says, "No one, Lord." See, she knows that Jesus doesn't condemn her. And that's grace, caught in the very act and forgiven nonetheless. Amazing grace, reckless grace, right? He says, "Neither do I condemn you." But then he also gives her the truth, not just grace. He speaks the truth to her. He says, "Go and sin no more. Leave this life of sin that is really ruining your life, almost cost you your life. It's not giving you life." Grace and truth. And this is what it means to be in exile, to be radically committed to the truth and yet extending reckless, amazing, radical grace. Thanks for checking out the Drivecast today. I hope you'll come back tomorrow for more episodes. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Jesus, who lived an exilic life that not only saved us, but shows us what real living really looks like. Thanks for grace and truth, a grace that receives us and a truth that changes us. May we live in the same way as our Savior. In his name we pray. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord to help you embrace an exile mentality and identity in this new year.